I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN on a Monday, May 12th. Moving right on through 2025. NBA playoffs, semifinals. I'll tell you what, I don't have a lot of energy for it because I'm like Coach Jokic. I'm running out of gas. Tired of playing these young boys. That one's 2-2. I'm mildly interested. Pacers, John's winning the dang underdog contest that he didn't even want to be a part of. That hurts me. It's okay. He's dancing. We'll see who's dancing tonight after the NBA draft lottery because somebody is going to get Cooper Flagg basically tonight. Once we find out who's number one, it's a big night for Philly. Their pick is top six protected. If they don't get it, it goes to OKC. Ugh. Feels like Sam Presti in OKC. They just have everything. And they'll be involved tonight. Again, should the Sixers fall out of top six. Watching you, Morey. That won't be exciting to watch. But more exciting, obviously, the big news will be who the Cooper Flagg winner, sweepstakes winner is. Also, though, Spurs, Rockets, those teams in terms of assets, that will matter because as reported this morning, my partner John Martin, my brother from another mother, did you see Giannis ready to be moved from Shams Charania? So we had that news this morning as well.
Or at least open-minded. Yeah,
this is the first time. We had discussed why it seemed like maybe the right time for both, didn't we?
Yep.
We talked about why it might be the right time for Giannis after 12 seasons.
Yep.
And the right time for Milwaukee to move on. I think we're right here in terms of this news. And so plenty to discuss real quick. Don't want to be remiss here. King George on the ones and twos. Ruggiero?
There you go. That's better. Close. Ruggiero.
Now, John led me astray. I will throw him under the bus. He said, I think you have it, but let's ask him before.
Yeah.
We didn't get the chance.
I
went live for it. Give it to me again.
Ruggiero.
Yeah, like just like
Ruggiero.
Yes, sir.
Ruggiero.
Like, Ruggiero. George Ruggiero.
Yeah.
George Ruggiero. I like King George because it's short, right? And it works here very smoothly.
And it's not ethnic. Right, I mean, it's just easier to say.
Well, no reason.
We struggle with Isolo as well. I mean, we still haven't figured that one.
Want to make sure I correct pronunciation. He's back again. He's filling in for Brad Carson, who will be back. We had some questions about Brad.
Yeah.
Who was on business working with the mob in Chicago last week?
Is he returning to the show? Do we know?
He's back to Memphis, but he has more business to take care of today.
Yes.
And then he'll be back tomorrow.
He's here.
Right. He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just couldn't do our show today. He's here though.
Okay.
But King George, very, very, very great job.
Yes.
Seamless job.
What does Brad have going on? Oh, it's for Jake.
Yeah.
Of course.
Biz.
Business.
Right. Brad doesn't like when you get into his biz. So, what? George, he might have something to say to you after the show.
I didn't say what.
Other than that, you've been great.
Personal.
You just put his personal out there.
I just said with Jake. I didn't say what with Jake.
Hey, look, right. Here's the thing. Everybody misses time. As we know, my immune system is awful, so I miss time all the time.
Make sure you hold this against him. Your boss / executive producer, the way he holds it against you.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted you to have that.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay, all right.
100%. Because
when
I travel, I still do the show, right? When I go out to, you know, San Antonio, I still do the show. When I go out to Vegas, I still do the show.
He reminds you every, you know, every couple of weeks about May, last May.
Doesn't he? When I had a child.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So now you've got some ammo.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife is in that, she's in that awkward phase where, you know, Riley's out, done with school. She's done, right? And for the regular, you know, school year. And Damo is still at home.
Damo.
And Rita is in New York for the month, right? So she has both kids under the age of four, or at four, at home while she's trying to work. So, yeah, it's...
That's tough.
I'm praying for her at home.
Yeah. You might want to get her some help.
She probably wishes I was had paternity leave, you know what I mean? Like, right
about
now.
That was just going to say. I thought you were about telling me y'all about at the stage where she's about ready to have another baby.
Don't know about all that.
Did you see me straighten up?
Yeah, I did.
Because then I would be thinking about another month. Coming up, paternity.
I will say the China deal maybe helps out with that. You know, we did strike a deal. We rebounded trade over the weekend.
John,
you know.
Have you heard the latest on the tariffs, Martin?
I mean, dude, I bring
every day.
Geopolitics is coming to the show. All right.
We'll be ready.
I thought we were saving this for Jeff with fish.
Yeah, that's
not for this show.
That's John never said.
That's what I'm trying to, like, I have more range than given credit. All right. I follow the news. I stay on top of the news like a hound. I'm the tariff terrier.
You know who the first game of the NFL season is on top of the news? Have you been paying attention to that?
I did
see that.
I did not enjoy the choice, but we can get into that a little bit later in the show. Got a lot to get to. We've got good news in Memphis sports, which I'm excited to share and talk about. And we've got probably some bad news that I'm not as excited to talk about in Memphis sports. And we're going to explain what each of those items means here in just a moment. Got Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock, but at 12:45, J.J. Greer, son of the legend, Jarvis Greer. What is his official title I know it's not
Director
CBB.
Of Sports and Events.
That's right.
At Memphis Tourism, a very important job because, in essence, he's bringing in events that are having millions of dollars of impact in terms of economically here in Memphis. And so a very important position over at Memphis Tourism. And boy, is Memphis cashing in with J.J. Greer right now in terms of what he's bringing in. So we'll talk about that.
He's a great guy, great ambassador.
You talk about good things for Memphis. You talk about good news for Memphis.
Yes.
What he's doing for them.
Yep.
We'll talk more about it.
We were actually, we were classmates at Memphis.
It's a huge week.
We went to school together. We had a lot of classes together. Yeah. He was, you know, he was playing on the soccer team and stuff. And so I've known JJ for a really, really long time. And, you know, his energy is really, really good for what he's doing over there with, the, you know, he helps out with the, like, he's the young blood in the room, right, when it comes to the Hall of Fame selection, when it comes to sort of the vision of sports, you know, in this city, because it's typically occupied by older people, right? He's the young voice in the room. He's my age. And so it's good to have somebody like that.
Yeah.
And he's also got the infectiousness from his dad.
No question.
Right? Like, he's got that energy. So he's going to join us at 12:45 to talk about the very important event that's coming this weekend, right?
Yes.
We've got the EYBL, the live period, not just games. You know, we've had games before at the Memphis Sports and Event Center, but this is live, which means college coaches will be here in town.
All of them.
Dining, staying.
Yes.
All these different things. Harry Douglas was here. I don't know.
I have no idea why.
UFL.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Last year, maybe, but yes. He was here and he did not enjoy his experience.
And that was for an L. I know what happened when he first got here. We must talk about that. But
yes.
It
was a 19-9 L, yes.
Okay. Thanks. Yes. You have been monitoring all things sports as well.
Have been eliminated. So
we did beat Birmingham, I heard.
We got him. We got him, folks.
Well, that's our bowl.
So anyway, JJ's going to join us at 12:45. Got Respect Burgers 1 o'clock, and then JF Calkins at 1:25.
Master.
Yeah, we have a busy show today, and of course, we'll talk about the NBA playoffs. But when I came in here before the show started, I said, Jason, I've got some good news for Memphis sports, and I've got some bad news for Memphis sports. And, you know, it's always a psychological choice, isn't it, when you're presented with that?
Yes.
Which do you want to hear first? And are you a good news first guy or a bad news first guy?
No, I'm always, when faith brings it to me, I always want the bad first.
You always want the bad first.
So I can be low before I go high.
Okay. But
you understand that philosophy?
It does put a lot of pressure on just how good the news is, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I get let down.
Right.
Well, that was the good news intended to pick me up.
Right. That's because you chose the bad news first. Maybe
I don't want to feel at my lowest point. after the bad news second. Understand?
Yeah, yeah, because there's nothing to pick you up.
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
So you want the bad news first.
Every time.
Okay, so here is the bad news. Again, this is Jason's choice. All right.
I think it's the choice of most smart people.
This is Jason's choice, and so we just have to respect his wishes here. I did leave it up to him. And this is not necessarily directly bad news, but we can infer. I mean, we can assume. Whoa. Darren Heitner, who is an attorney and has been you know, working with some college athletes on getting that additional year of eligibility. We care about that in Memphis because we have Dane Danger. Dane Danger is looking for that fourth year or the fifth year of eligibility so that he can return to Memphis and help Memphis get back to the NCAA tournament. We talked about this gentleman last week, Antti Brezovic, okay, the College of Charleston big man who played Division II, I think his first year or something like that, and then transferred to Division I, and he was looking for that fifth year because of the, you know, he also had a year where he was academically ineligible. Right? So he was looking for that fifth year of hey, I wasn't eligible, can I play? Well, he went to the courts after his appeal was denied, right? Or his waiver was denied. He went to the courts. And Darren Heitner posted this morning that Brezovic has been denied his request for a preliminary injunction, a.k.a. a temporary restraining order. He has been denied that request to be deemed eligible to play college basketball. And then he adds that this decision is informative for anyone seeking to challenge the NCAA's eligibility rules. This was in the U.S. District Court for the District of South Carolina, Fourth Circuit, found that the five-year rule does not include any mention of business or commercial transactions, and thus it is not commercial in nature and purpose. And then it's going to get into a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that I think matters here is that if you're one of those players that was going to say, all right, I'm going to put my waiver in. If I'm denied, I'm going to go the court route. This was a blow for anybody, and I think that would have included Dane Danger. They mentioned Dane Danger. If you were hoping to play the next season on a temporary restraining order or a preliminary injunction, they just poured some water on that in South Carolina.
Well, and you're challenging NCAA eligibility rules.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Which Dane is doing.
Yep.
It sounds like.
Yep.
So, no, that's, I would consider that particularly bad news in the sense that we had sort of opened the door again.
Yeah.
Right. Along the thoughts of, okay, well, maybe they're, you know, it's a focus on another year. But like I said, I mean, he's got that 1 year where you're ineligible. And as the beat writers had written originally, this one seemed a long shot, very long shot, more so than DeAndre, more so than other cases that have been turned down, because you'd be challenging NCAA rule.
Yep.
You know, ineligibility rules in doing so. Now, if that's not that's what I was open to. Now, if that's not the focus, if Memphis is looking for another year, okay, then, well, take me down there, make us understand whatever it is. But for that initial, that's what it sounds like our man had there.
Yep.
I mean, he was challenging NCAA eligibility rules, which it doesn't sound like they're going to mess with, even the courts.
Right.
In terms of even holding things up.
Yes.
So if it's that, if that's what the case is hinging on, which was the indication early on from,
yes,
both, you know, Jason Munns and Parth, then this is bad news because you're particularly thin, like what you did in replacement of PJ, right?
Yep.
But particularly thin in the front court. Like, we'll see with Bradshaw.
Now, what is interesting is that this attorney points out there is no uniform binding precedent to this, which I guess it could mean that depending on your locale,
I'm sure. I mean, your court may not decide to do with that.
Because the Pavia court, he got the year. The Vandy quarterback, he's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
He got the year.
Oh, you're still going. I mean, you go for it.
So it's
your judge here. Maybe judge your rules differently.
But obviously, if you're Dane Danger, you would have rather seen him get the year. You or the other preliminary injunction. You would rather have at least have gotten that while you challenge it and ideally play on that. So. It's
just
not,
says all these aren't going to go the player's way,
exactly right,
which is, I think, what they were hoping in doing this in mass and everything else.
Yep.
Just, you know, okay,
yep.
Everybody's just going to give them the year and these restraining orders very quickly. And, you know, not the case.
Exactly.
But it's still case by case.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's what we'll see.
It is case by case. But I think it's only because his situation is pretty similar to Dane's in that he was ineligible for the entire year. Dane was ineligible, quote unquote redshirt, quote unquote ineligible. So I think that's the part where, you know, it does give me a little pause for hoping and you know, because
again, are we focused on the year in the ineligibility year at Baylor? When that the year was ineligible, like, or is it the other year? Like I thought on
years,
Friday we
the three
said,
games. I mean the three games where he played the three games,
yeah,
and then left.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean I.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't know the
because he wouldn't. In that scenario, he did not hit the threshold, right? But then, why is it not already determined that he has another year? You know what I mean? That's what I don't get. Because if you don't meet that, I think it's like 12 games or whatever. It's like you don't use the year. So why then does he not? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question, but. I did think that it was maybe it's not like horrible news. It's not like, oh, this is over. There's no chance. It's just not. I would have rather him gotten the preliminary injunction so that you could say, all right, he got it.
Sure.
You know,
this doesn't have to be bad news, though.
No, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. But there is good news.
We can come out of this feeling really good, I think, especially if we're saying it doesn't have to be bad news for Dane. Go ahead.
The Daily Memphian reported this morning that there's an architect. The city of Memphis has hired an architect for these grand $500 million renovations at FedEx Forum.
Let's hope they're grand.
And it's the Kansas City-based Populous Architects. They have done work on stadium renovations around the country. They were, I believe, involved in the Memphis Sports and Events Center, and they also did the renovations on Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indiana, which has been used as a comparison to FedEx Forum quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Which feels like it was $450 and this is $550
right,
for us, or
right.
At least that's what's out there right now.
Exactly. So according to the Daily Memphian, significant work on the renovations is expected to place during next offseason. This summer, work will continue on ongoing maintenance project that while counting towards the $550 million in renovations are more capital repairs and maintenance. That includes replacing elevators and chillers. So this is kind of the first news we've gotten about renovations and lease and sort of future in a while, right? I feel like we had the update from Mayor Paul Young, in like February about how, all right, what's the timeline? Where does he want this to go? I know he said he wants to wrap it up by the end of the summer. I'm at least like, okay, we're using the money, right? The money's being used. We're hiring architects, and we're getting this show on the road, you know, because it's time, dude. There's a part of me that's getting a little nervous.
Well, I mean, he said, we haven't even hit it. He said by end of summer. Well, whether he said in summer or end of summer, that's sort of the timeline that the mayor said he hoped to have the Grizzlies signed to that lease. So we still got plenty of time. I get the antsy feeling. I literally just drove through Nashville a couple of weekends ago, and you see everything that's booming and going on for them. We're just 200 miles away, but this is hopefully even more of a sign that you're about to lock in,
right?
With the
exactly
fact, because the Grizzlies aren't agreeing, right? They're not moving forward with you unless they've agreed on the architect here, unless they're
yep
comfortable with it.
Yep.
So hopefully this is more signs along that timeline that Paul has given us, and it, again, if it goes a little past summer, whatever, but this looks like you're getting this locked in. Hopefully moving towards the signing of that lease. We can only speculate
yep
and use these sorts of details to sort of judge where, because of we're course just, the Grizzlies
we're
aren't talking.
That's right.
The Grizzlies aren't talking. They don't give us that. We don't know their plans. We don't know how much, right, in terms of you've come to the table statewide in terms of what they're asking for, security, police. We know that Paul Young has said, okay, here's what we're doing.
Yep.
But the Grizzlies haven't said, okay, they've checked off this off the box. We've checked off this before we signed this lease. And so you're hopeful these are continued signs. I think this is good news.
Yes.
Because this, to me, says Grizzlies are agreeing
it's
here.
It's progress.
Your move, it's absolute progress.
Yes.
On a timeline, John, that we've still got. If you're talking about end of summer.
Yeah, 3 months.
Paul Young said,
3-4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is good. It's good news.
Because you're not going to move.
Hardeman's on it here, too. Shout out to him.
Yeah, you're
he
not,
seems
you're
to have
not
the lead
doing
on this,
the renovations,
the,
right? You're not, going to apply that $500 million to the renovations if you're moving. You're just not going to do it. I mean, The city's
well,
not
that's
gonna,
about as back door as it gets. You start agreeing to architects and everything else, and
right
then you slide out of this deal.
Exactly.
After the state and the city, to this point, from everything we know, they've
that's
stepped
right
up and
that's
they've
right
done their part.
That's right.
Their side of the table, checking off all the boxes.
That's right. And, you know,
it's time. It's going to be time for the signature here.
I was having this conversation with somebody this week, and, you know, again, the only reason why I'm bringing it up is just because the lease isn't signed, right? And so until and if it is, I'm just going to have this sort of natural anxiety about it. But, like, then you start to have to ask yourself, all right, where would the team go if they moved? Like, where would they go? you know, and it's like, okay, well, we've already established that Vegas and Seattle are getting expansion teams. That's what Adam Silver has been pretty, he's been consistent about expansion as opposed to relocation, right? So then people are like, well, Nashville. Nashville's not getting the Grizzlies. Politically, it would be suicide, really, politically, from the state of Tennessee to lobby for the Grizzlies to move from Memphis to Nashville, because you need Memphis to thrive. You need Memphis to be a contributing part of your state, to GDP, to people wanting to live here. And if you move the Grizzlies from Memphis to Nashville, you basically are saying we're throwing out Memphis with the bathwater. Like, we don't, and you would never do that on your own. You would never do that as a state. You wouldn't have the political will to do that. So I don't think that's worth even really talking about. But
it's not.
You know, again, that lease isn't signed,
Memphis can't. That's why they've stepped to the plate in the way that they have, and they really haven't had any other choice. If the Grizzlies are not in downtown, forget what happens with the Grizzlies and where they go.
Right.
It's what becomes of downtown Memphis. It's gone again.
It's over.
I mean, we've there is no, this looks like good news here on a timeline that's hopefully coming, you know, pretty closer and closer every day to getting this lease signed.
And I don't know how long the lease will be. I mean, will it be 15 years? Will it be 20 years? Will it be, I have no idea.
I mean, that's the thing about the Grizzlies, and I have, and we've all been critical of them at times for maybe being a little transparent, but to my knowledge, like, it's the reason they have the non-compete. They pay the operating costs,
mm-hmm.
which in some cities, right, is up to taxes, right? That comes to you. And so the Grizzlies, although those operating costs, they pay them. That was why this deal with them was unbelievable. You know, some had written, don't bring the Grizzlies here. And they made this deal where they pay the operating, and we gave them the non-compete.
Yep.
They've got first rights on events inside, indoor, those indoor, big indoor venues. And so this is something that they have done also silently. Folks have kind of forgotten about it, but it was written about, and it was lauded as a great deal for the city and for the taxpayer in Memphis, that they would pay operating costs that, you know, were going to be huge losses, right? They pay them. There are other cities where that's done and recognized and handled by that tax base. And so that's, you know, part of this lease is that. And so that's why they can be, you know, so behind the veil on everything, is because of that tab that they pick up, which is that operating. It's written about it was written about years ago. Flyer and CA, everybody did, you know, talked about it back then, what a great deal it was for Memphis. That's why it's part of why we said, okay, well, here, many of us didn't have our arms open. Said, well, you come in, you're going to be paying those, you know, those opera. Well, no, they picked up the tab for that. That's why they got the non-compete.
Yep.
So that was the offset.
Yep.
And so, you know, that'll be part of the deal.
Yes.
Continued, you have to imagine. So Memphis cannot incur those losses.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, the taxpayer here.
Yeah.
And so that's why they have us, you know, in terms of, we have to do all of this to keep them, because Lord knows at this point, the city without them, downtown without them, just, I don't want to think about it.
I know. But progress being made. That's,
yes,
that's
feels
the important
like
thing.
Yes, so. That's good news. So I feel like we came out of this net positive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got some news on, like, all right, we're moving, you know, we're actually trying to, like, accomplish this. We're getting it done. You know, it just feels like a good faith move to, you know, executing that lease. And again, I don't know the duration. I think that's the part where I'm not really going to ever get my hopes up, you know, on the lease. I think what was the initial one? I don't remember but it felt long, obviously long term, because you're moving to Memphis. I don't know that the next one will be anywhere near that length. But
25, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that the 25 sounds about right.
One of Hardman's stories here.
Yeah. I don't. I would be surprised if the next one's 25. I would be surprised by that.
I'll take 20 plus.
But even
anything 20 plus,
I'll take 15. I mean,
you're going down too low.
17 and a half.
But again, they do. They're doing a ton, and a lot of folks have forgot about that tab they pick up on operating costs.
Right.
And other cities and counties, you're not NBA cities and counties. It's not happening.
Yeah. But anyway, there you have it. Good news, bad news here on a Monday. We got some playoff games we got to get to. Lots of action over the weekend. Some of them were very surprising. And a one seed up against the brink here.
You and Miles Turner and Halliburton got a Cheshire Cat grin.
What the hell, Burton? What the hell, Ante?
I don't like that, man.
Yeah.
They got Mathering gets thrown out. You still get tossed. I mean, you still get rolled as
crazy,
a team.
Crazy. And that was injustice. That was an injustice in and of itself.
Sick.
We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John are trying to.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pam, ESPN. Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. They get that at Black Tie. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agree to. And you're going to be glad you used them. I've used them twice. And I'll use them a third if I ever need to. They can handle it. Cross town, cross country, moving somewhere else in Memphis, moving out of Memphis. Let them take care of that for you. Great guys, great company, reputable, and they get the job done. 316-6196 is the number. Blacktown Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. All right, we do have some news in the NBA before we get to the scores from over the weekend. Because, you know, let's just be honest. People are way more interested in the off-the-court stuff when it comes to the NBA than they are the actual games. Like, people love the tea, you know? And we got the news this morning from Shams that Giannis, for the first time in his career, is open-minded about whether his best fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere. Of course, the Bucks are coming off of a very disappointing first-round exit against the Indiana Pacers, which, hey, nothing to be ashamed over. The Cavs are suffering the same fate. But
that hurts even more.
But there's a lot that the Bucks are facing, right, when it comes to their future and their money and their assets that, you know, I do think it's time for both parties to sit down and figure out a route together, you know. And Brian Windhorst was on ESPN. I don't know. I forget the show.
All the shows, but Get Up as well as First Take.
All right. So when you trade a player of this magnitude, I mean, this is probably even more seismic than Luka, but maybe just comparable. Maybe it's the same. I don't know.
Well, what he's done, not even Luka has done last
years. Right, right.
30, 10, 5, and shot 60% or better from the field. Right. No one has done that 2 years in a row.
How do you possibly go about it if you're Milwaukee? Well, Brian Windhorst, and I sent this video over, Brian Windhorst kind of got into it this morning and sort of laid the framework for what Milwaukee might be looking for, and let's see if we can come up with a package in Memphis to get this done. All right, so what's our package?
Teams not named Memphis.
Bro, we got
so stop.
We got a second. We throw them this year. We got a second.
It's kind of like, you know, Grizzlies to Nashville, no?
No.
Because they will require players and picks. Mm-hmm. And Houston and San Antonio will have that in a way after this draft, after this lottery tonight. San Antonio's got two picks.
They got two
in
the lottery.
And Houston gets Phoenix's. And so those teams will have more, and they have the young players to move right now.
That's true.
And I still believe, yes, you might need another team with you, but Giannis likes Texas, no state income tax. He works with Hakeem in the off seasons. Hakeem Olajuwon. I don't know how much. I'm not telling you that's some tipping point. But Wendy was also making the point this morning. He knows all the, you know, state income tax situations with every NBA team, and it's, you know, it's state. And so that's why he said it over and over. Houston, San Antonio. Because, again, imagine him in Houston with Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
Who he's familiar with. He watched what Ime did in terms of helping build that culture, if not laying the foundation for it with the Celtics. And so, you know, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
This is that. We can. It's phrased delicately.
Yeah, it is.
Because of his respect for the small market franchise. He's played for 12 seasons.
Right.
I mean, respect Berger to dude. I'll do it at one. I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll get 30, 10, 5, shot 60% or better in the last 2 years. This guy's stayed there 12 years.
No doubt.
So
He's done his time.
Right. He's done his time.
Delivered
a title. And that's why for Milwaukee, let's do this because we can get a chance here with him to not get this not going to be Luka.
Yep.
We're going to get a future, a real future.
Yep.
Right? And you say young players and you get picks. They can do it because this guy's doing, he's done things the last 2 years we've never seen. This is the peak. I mean, it's time. It's time to trade him.
Yeah. It's absolutely.
And it feels like Texas.
You're exactly right. Any Milwaukee Buck fan, like I'm in a group chat with a guy that's a Milwaukee Bucks fan, and you know he doesn't want to let it go, but brother, it's time to let it go.
Oh, I think he does. Oh, your fan.
Yeah,
yes.
The fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The fan doesn't want to let it go only. I mean, to me, if I was a Bucks fan, it's like this is just so obvious. I mean, I don't want to see any more Gary Trent Jr. minutes just to lose in the first round, right?
Dude, you were not the Pelicans. You cashed in.
Now you have
a chance to have cashed in and get a future that might include championships because you did such a good job knowing when to move off the guy.
Exactly. That is exactly
So you
right.
can win on both fronts here.
Because
it's been a great 12 years.
Anybody watching that Bucks team knows that they have topped out.
Oh, they've hit the wall.
They won the title, and they didn't get close again.
And Phoenix, they said New Orleans has all their assets and controls their asset next three for what's currently happening. So they got to.
You have no present and you have no future.
Giannis doesn't want to be there in the same way because he's saluting.
You shouldn't want to hold him there either. I mean, you should want to let him go somewhere where he could actually contend.
Well, yeah, this is not a Pat Riley, Jimmy Butler situation.
Right.
Where, you know.
And he's still trading with Golden State.
But you still get to take best deal for you, though.
Like you said, there's a few teams that could make a deal.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't doing any favors like Nico did for Pelinka. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where that hurts your team, potentially.
No, you're not going to send the guy to the Washington Wizards. But, you know, there's only a few, like Houston and San Antonio are going to be the only two teams, you know, maybe a Miami if they want to get in there, you know.
They brought up Brooklyn. Giannis not going to want to go to Brooklyn.
No, he's not.
Because there's not enough players there.
That's right.
And then, let's be real, too, it's not Pop anymore in San Antonio that's coaching you. And just so in terms of your belief level, now, Ime hadn't won a darn thing with Houston, but you saw how fast he's brought that up to, you know, out of whatever it was, you know, really purgatory to now a respectable outfit that looks like it's ready to make the changes necessary to maybe take it next level. Because let's be real, this thing's wide open. I know OKC came back and tied it 2-2, but they're still young. They're the youngest team in the NBA. There's an opportunity right now. Houston shouldn't just say, hey, we're young. We like this. We're going to develop these guys and come on back. No, you should make moves like OKC did and go and get in Hartenstein and Caruso and try to finish off a championship-type roster. That's what Houston should do. They should be all in on trying to get Giannis down there. San Antonio, same way.
Yes, 100%. And so they're just going to wait on that and see, but what they can get. I guess I would ask, like, what's the threshold for San Antonio, right? What's the line for them? Would they include Cooper Flagg to get Giannis? No way, right? No way.
That was discussed and thrown at your man Wendy, and he said, I can't rule that out.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Because
it's just like the timeline, right? It's like You get that dude on a rookie deal. I know he's not a proven commodity like Giannis, but Giannis has what? Let's be real. 3 years maybe left at a high level. 3 years at a high, high level. And that, and then he costs so much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you any player on this roster, not named Wemby, right? And I'll give you the worst of the picks that we get in the lottery.
Yeah.
And I'll give you some future first. I cannot pass on the chance at Cooper Flagg. I don't think I can do it. But it's like, okay, will Cooper Flagg have the career that Giannis
is? That's what it depends on. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
He's not going to go 30-10-5. He's not going to be that, John. It's a, you believe he's a top three player in the league, top five player. You believe he's like a top 10-ish. You know, I wouldn't do it because you have that control. You have him on the rookie deal, the flexibility that gives you and everything else.
Yeah.
But I don't think Spurs not going to have to worry about having one.
Yeah.
They got two picks, but they're not going to jump up that high.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. But I'm just saying, like, what's Giannis? Let's just look up Giannis's career. I mean,
he's 12 years in. I just gave it to you. 30-10-5. Do you think he's banged up? I mean, he was awesome in that playoff series.
How many All NBAs?
Does it matter at this point
I'm just trying to say, like, can Flagg do this? Can Flagg have the same career? Six-time All NBA first team, two-time All NBA second team, Defensive Player of the Year, two-time MVP. NBA Finals MVP. The odds would say very much.
Heck no.
But you're getting Giannis past that, in fairness.
But still, the guy, again, 30-10-5, you shot over 60% from the floor. No one has done that in NBA history in back-to-back seasons.
Cooper Flagg just turned 18.
Right now. He's right doing it right now.
He just turned 18.
I get where he is in terms of age, Giannis, but, dude, there's nothing that says it just has to be 3 years.
He has
this
had
is not
injuries.
LeBron James right now. This dude is way higher level, man.
Would you trade Flagg for Giannis if it took
ultimately,
it?
I don't think I'm doing it because, again, I got the player control. I'm not paying somebody a superstar that I'm locked in with.
Right, and you can grow with Wemby. You don't need Giannis when you have Wemby, right? I mean, ideally, I mean, that's
so long as he's healthy.
Yeah.
So long as that's.
I mean, yeah, that's a question, too. I don't know.
I mean, they seem to feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
It's happening at a point in his career and young enough, you feel fine compared to Dame.
Right.
Who got back and realized it's something else now, but still, Dame's a little older and
correct.
Longer in the tooth.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
Nobody's trading number one for Giannis. That's not happening. The teams that are going to get him are sorry, number one. And Giannis is not going there. Mm-hmm. So we can X out most of this just based on probability.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Giannis ain't going to the sorry teams that get number one.
But if the
is going to happen.
The Spurs can't win.
I'm sure. Yeah, they can jump. They have two picks.
Right.
I mean, they have a better than normal chance
right.
to jump up.
But you're saying even if the Spurs win, they wouldn't trade it?
I don't know about that. Because the Spurs have the players already
mm-hmm.
that if you do it right,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And it nets you Giannis with, oh my gosh! I mean, if it's Giannis, Wemby, and De'Aaron,
wouldn't De'Aaron probably have to be part of that trade?
No, you can give him Castle or something. I don't. Well, maybe so for the
money. Give him Castle. Hell no! I'd rather have
to make
Castle
the money. Maybe to make the money work. I don't know. You're asking me if I was San Antonio, would I do?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Number one, they got two first round picks. So if one of them's one for Cooper,
mm-hmm.
they still got another one.
Yeah.
Maybe you want both of them if you're Milwaukee.
Well, like, I
don't, this is not going to happen because one of those teams, Houston or San Ant, is not getting one.
Right. Houston will not get it.
A scrub team will get him.
Yeah.
Just like the Hawks last year, they jumped up and did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scrub team will get him, and Giannis isn't going to a scrub.
Yes.
For Cooper Flagg.
No, you're right. So it'll be fascinating, though, to watch it all. Like, whoever wins is going to have a say in that, could have a say if they want it.
And the Philly situation is fascinating, and it matters here because if that thing is outside top six, if it's seven, Philly's pick becomes OKC's. OKC's already loaded. Then all of a sudden, they've got extra picks. Maybe they want to make a move because some kind of way Denver came back and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You got me?
Yep.
They still got picks. If they get Philly's, if it's seven, they could get involved.
Yep.
Perhaps.
Well, we will see. It'll be quite the drama tonight.
There should be a lot of drama. It's not just Cooper.
But also, like, yeah, somebody's franchise.
It's Houston and San Antonio getting assets, you know, that maybe are improved tonight.
Yep.
You know, and that and how they can use that to perhaps turn it and get Giannis.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of, and then Philly. Because if they keep the pick,
if Philly keeps the pick, with Embiid after surgery, Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, that looks a lot better all of a sudden for next year.
Yeah.
If Embiid's, you know, depending upon your belief level.
Right.
Which I know is low for all of us, but he had the surgery.
Yeah.
So maybe he comes back okay.
But, hey, I mean, somebody's luck is going to change drastically tonight.
Does he change the fortunes of Washington in your eyes?
He changes.
Does he change the fortunes of Utah? I mean, which was competitive.
I mean, Utah.
In a tanking
situation. Utah is going to be like a, I mean, he'll be
Utah,
the
Utah, he'd do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel better about him in Utah than you would have him in Charlotte with Brandon and LaMelo.
No, Charlotte would be fun. Charlotte would be fun.
And you'd rather have him in the East,
yes,
so that we're not watching a rise from Utah past.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yes. Of course, we all would.
Or you don't want like any team.
But Washington, he does go in and all of a sudden make them a contender, does he?
Oh, hell no.
So that's what I'm saying.
I mean, nobody. Jokic
so he's
couldn't
not,
do that.
You know, are we as high? Are we? Remember where you were on Zion?
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, before we knew what he was going to be. Weren't you more excited about him and what he could do for a franchise than we feel like he was more of a face?
I mean, Zion was a phenomenon.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just saying, the level of what we're thinking on.
Yeah.
Now,
but
perhaps Cooper's more impactful because he's out there.
We did know that he had weight issues, though.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't going to stop anybody from taking him one.
No, it was not.
Grizzlies go one, they would have took him. They wouldn't have taken Ja.
What you don't want to happen if you're the Grizzlies tonight is obviously you don't want Phoenix to get one. You don't want San Antonio to get one. You don't want Dallas to get one. You don't want Utah to win it either. So,
well, you want Philly to get its pick and not go to OKC, be conveyed to OKC.
What is that?
Seven.
Seven
you
protected?
Need, yes. It's top six protected. If it goes to seven, it becomes OKC's pick.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
That's crazy. I mean, can you imagine them adding a top seven rookie, dude?
That's what I'm telling you. It's not even just that. It's the potential to then do a deal, John. With all those young players, they have other picks as well.
Who would that be right now? It'd be like Fears or Malawach.
They could do that if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Or they could get an experienced guy right now in a trade.
That's what they would do. They would consolidate.
It is, because, again, if they're embarrassed again, if Denver came back, you would say, oh, boy, they got to some of this young stuff out of here.
Absolutely.
And level up again.
You're right.
So watch out for that one.
Yeah. So that'll be fun tonight. That'll be fun to watch tonight, as well as the games. We haven't talked about the games from over the weekend. Let's get you caught up on the series. Cleveland down 3-1. That's a one seed. Down 3-1. Now Donovan Mitchell's Badusi hurts. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, everybody. Calm down, okay? It was just a joke. I was in a fierce fight over the weekend about Donovan Mitchell and how I think he's a front runner. How he'll shoot 100% from three when he's up 20. He will not miss.
I told you I needed to see game four first before I made my final ruling.
But he was 3 of 11 last night. He was a minus 35.
Missed the second half.
Didn't come out for the second half. And now he's got to get an MRI. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were 64-18 in the regular season, are now down 3-1 to the Pacers. And it seems very unlikely at this point that they're going to win this thing.
We have an update on that MRI, just, you know, as you're bringing it up. I got the notification from Shams. I guess he was on McAfee just a little bit ago. Mitchell had that MRI today. He has been diagnosed with a re-aggravation of a previous ankle injury. He's going to be a game-time decision going forward.
Perfect, yeah.
I think we know what that means.
Well, it gives Atkinson the out for this first-year choke job, does it not?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that is there, though. I smell that narrative all the way from here.
I mean, just think about how different
they're ready to fold. What a joke! I believed in them. And Donovan, I was bringing him out of that front-runner category. That man fooled me. If he had just boxed out Neesmith.
Yep.
I know he was tired. He'd scored, 48 that game? But then you had the play, then the offensive foul. And blew it. I should have stayed entrenched in the front runner camp with you on Donovan.
Front runner.
Now he has an excuse, and they'll run it back with Atkinson. Somewhere, JB Bickerstaff is laughing.
Some family member of him tweeted yesterday.
No, I will say, Atkinson modernized the offense. They were one best offensive team in the league, but still. JB has his day.
Yeah.
Fraudulent.
Might have been JB's like son or something. I don't know.
Was it? I bet I could, because I can see it.
Yeah. Jordan Bickerstaff, whoever that is.
I'm sure the they've probably watched this situation and been and felt so resentful, and I get it. But you get, but here's the deal: your dad got another job.
Yeah.
And he's done a great job. That's the one thing about it.
This is uncle. It's his nephew.
And I get it.
He tweeted, LOL, no comment.
Oh.
But isn't that a comment?
I mean, the petty juice is good. Something, you know, something, it lets it, you know, it's good for us with the fodder, I mean.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to let it go, though.
Got to let it go, man.
That you know, that mojo worked on the other way on you.
100%.
But as I said, JB got a little laugh.
Oh, he
or
did.
Or Unk did.
But again, he got packed up, too, so.
That's all right. Bro, when are you going to understand we are ahead of schedule with Detroit? Cut. This man, like, blow it up. They lost again. They had
I'm
a chance.
Saying, blow it up.
The thing just, they had the worst record in the league the last 2 years, bro.
But when I hear you say that a team is ahead of schedule, it gives me PTSD.
We understand
like
that.
Like I was in Fallujah.
Because you were literally saying it about this one in the Grizzlies. I understand that.
Yes.
But I'm trying to pull you out of the PTSD.
No, I mean, no, you're right.
In
I
all
mean,
seriousness.
They are ahead of schedule. They are ahead of schedule.
Bro.
Until they're not.
They just came from the worst,
You're right.
So that's a difference.
So next year, it's win a series, right? I mean.
You bumped them up to Grizz timeline.
No, you're right. But they got to win a series next year, yes or no?
Yes, you would like to see them do that next year. Absolutely.
Were they a six this year?
That sounds right.
Or five?
Six.
They were six. Oh. Okay. So they were six this year. Next year, got to be a top four seed.
Yes.
Win a series.
Thank you, George.
That's
voice of reason, King George.
That's what the Grizz.
They have
never
some
did.
Other. They've got some other things that they probably need to work on too around the edges. They're a bunch of their veterans are all free agents, and
they can let those guys. Walk.
And let's be real, we had execution problems down the stretch.
Absolutely,
especially in those games against the Knicks, man. And so, you know,
either way, they've got Cade,
and then Jaden Ivey coming back.
Oh yeah,
so we'll see what he looks like with it.
They may make some deals too, though. I mean,
they could.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if. Jaden K is, you
but
know,
you kind of got to see it first.
No, you're right. That's true.
And I don't know. Who knows what kind of level of Jaden Ivey you get? You know?
Like, how do we feel about Jaden Ivey? Do we think he's a good
that's
player?
The problem is you have no feeling.
Yeah.
How many years are we in? This will be third.
If I can get a deal that will help me, and they want him, 100%. I'll throw him in.
Oh, he's not untouchable at all.
Yeah. No. So Cleveland is down 3-1. Oklahoma City and Denver tied up 2-2. Denver wins. What was it Friday in overtime? And then they come back
so good.
On Sunday, and you know, for a big part of the game, I mean, they started out in a 15-point hole, but they had taken the lead.
Well, we got up 8 in the fourth.
Got up 8 in the fourth quarter, and then I'm gonna tell you what happened. It was the first 2 minutes of the fourth with no Jokic on the court, and I think as soon as Jokic was out, they went on like a 7-0 run, cut it to 1, and it was just a different game by then because they had been missing shots, and when Jokic was off the floor there in the fourth. They kind of built that confidence back up, and when he came back in, he was just kind of sliding on marbles. They go down I gotta tell you, I had OKC -6.5. I don't want to say a bad beat because Denver was the right side, right? Denver was winning it by 8 in the fourth quarter, but
well, maybe it was 7.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was right
to
there. 73-66 looks like
to have been so close to covering that number. It was they were up, I believe. 8 at one point, OKC, and then they were down for some stupid reason. Caruso fouled Gordon on the 3, up 8. Like, why are you even doing that? Like, why are you even – who cares? Let him shoot it. He misses the first, makes the second, and then Jokic doesn't get called for a lane violation, and they go to a jump ball. He proceeds to make the 3 and on a bank, and I don't cover. Okay, just an absolutely diabolical end of game sequence for people who had Oklahoma City -6.5, but they did win and they're now at 2-2. Do you still think the Denver Nuggets are alive in this series?
No, they're running out of gas. And this another talking point on this game has been the dessert. Really, to make the Nuggets play the late game on Friday night, and I say it's both teams, but I'm Captain Nuggets in these playoffs. To make them play the late game Friday night and come back and play the early game on Sunday, why are you doing that? For the Nuggets, it hurts you more. You can see why. They're thinner.
Yep.
And you come back and have to play the early one. Why would the NBA make them play the early game, afternoon game on Sunday? Just flip it. Nobody needs to see Cavs, Pacers in primetime anyway. So I did that. That was it. And absolutely, it's, well, Jason, it's Nuggets and Thunder that have to have the quick turnaround. And yes, but we realize the Thunder are deeper. And that's what it looked like down the stretch. Again, it was amazing job by Denver on a night, Friday night, where Jokic doesn't have it. He's 8 turnovers, 0 for 11 from 3, and you win that game in overtime to go up 2-1. But it had exhausted them.
Yeah.
And they got to come back and play the early game on Sunday just to – of course, as thin as they are, it's basically a 6-man, 7-man tops rotation, 8-man tops, but it's really 6-man rotation. That hurts them more, and you saw them run out of gas in the fourth quarter on Sunday after having a pretty solid lead in that fourth quarter. Two, John, they had battled back. Remember, it's just an 8-point first quarter?
Yep.
They had to battle back, came back, took the lead.
Eight points, crazy.
Coach Jokic, who's doing that now, essentially, since they moved on from Malone, man, he's out of gas. And the 0 for 11 on Friday night, I mean, he had nothing, dude. I thought it was going to be a monster bounce back game. It was a better game, but it wasn't a great game. He's running out of gas.
No, he is. He,
but NBA did them wrong.
Yeah, no, they did. They certainly did.
Especially for a team that's won a championship, and that's the best player in the world over
there.
Right,
and they're so damn.
At least flip it and let them play the late game on Sunday. That's very easy to do, bro.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Nobody care about Cleveland and the Pacers in prime time.
Nope, they do not.
Come on.
I mean, we know what the actual good series is. What's the one people want to watch?
Right. You know, so give them the most time to recuperate.
Yep.
And play that late game. We get that you're on a day by day, day after day, you got to play, but
yep.
That didn't make any sense.
No, I mean, the reality
that
of
hurts,
it,
and it hurts Denver more.
It absolutely does. And the reality of it is that, you know, a team that's just that thin, I mean, they're so vulnerable.
I thought it would sound, you're coming for me, it's going to sound like a little sour grapes because it's my pick and you're up 3-1. But it's the truth that 100%. You could have easily flipped those games.
I mean, even the Thunder we're talking about, even Chet was talking about, like, it's basically like a back to back.
You just played overtime for both teams. You got to flip and play the early game on Sunday. It was like, it didn't make any sense when I looked at this. I thought, you know, I was talking to you, I'm like, because I assumed they'd be later on in the day.
Yeah, so they even it back up, and it does feel like they've taken back momentum in this series. But you know what? You know, you're never out of it when Jokic is on the floor.
Well, and they always zig when we think they're going to zag or other way, however you want to say it. It was just like that Friday night. Remember we had said that going out? I said, man, you know what, Denver will probably mess around and win this game. We said it after we'd thoroughly analyzed it and broken it down, said, well, okay, so he's going to win this. And then there goes Denver.
Absolutely.
Find a way to get to overtime, then won it without Jokic playing well.
Exactly.
But I just think they're out of gas.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Got lots more to get to on the show today. We got the NFL, at least the first game. We know about the first game in the NFL. Got an official visitor, a familiar face, to Memphis basketball. Penny, not done yet. Get into all that when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.